Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Auburn Live Podcast, your home for bold, insightful, and honest conversations around Auburn athletics.
War Eagle! War Eagle!
Hey, how about you, everybody? Welcome into a special edition of the Auburn Live Show. This is Commitment Edition. Auburn just landed a big-time addition, four-star wide receiver DeQuavius Story, committed to Auburn, and we're here to talk about it. I'm your host, senior recruiting editor for Auburn Live on 3, Jeffrey Lee, joined by Mr. J-Head, Mr. Keith Niebuhr. Fellows, big commitment now. DeQuavius Story, Auburn has landed his commitment. Second wide receiver with Carmelo English. Keith, we'll go to you first, man. Talk about DeQuavius Story and what kind of player Auburn is getting, and how big is this for Auburn's 2023 class?
Yeah, I mean, you know, gives you your second receiver commit. Auburn may or may not take a third. I mean, my guess is they will.
Recruiting like they are.
Yeah, the numbers are a little tight right now, but there's always attrition that you have to look. You know, they have to think into the future and project out when they're taking kids. But 6 foot, 285 pounds from Chipley, Florida, small panhandle town in that region, that same area with Graceville, where a lot of good players have come out of this area through the years, including his cousin, Xavier Sori, a linebacker who's at Georgia, the great Neil Anderson, a running back at Florida, one of the better SEC running backs in the 1980s, and then became the Chicago Bears' second all-time leading rusher. That's a cousin of his, too. So he's got some good bloodlines there. A tall kid, 6'2", 185, watched his film a few times. The things that stand out, he's just got a nose for the end zone, and J-Head's probably noticed this too. When he sees the end zone and sees a path to the end zone, he's going to get there. A good ball hawk, you don't really say that about a receiver, but he's got good ball skills.
Right.
You know, theoretically, I mean, you know, there's some video of him playing safety too. If it didn't work out at receiver, you might be able to try him at safety. He's got a knack for making big plays. He returns kicks. He catches balls that other guys probably aren't going to catch. He's got good, like I said, good hands, but he knows how to use the hands. He knows how to high point the ball. And he's just a good player. Now, level of competition, he's coming from a small school area. They don't play the big boys, let's say, but there are good individual players, a lot of good players that he goes up against, just not the caliber of like a Phoenix City Central or a Thompson or Hewitt Trustville or a Hoover, nothing like that. But, overall, it looks like a significant pickup. And this is a guy that Ike Hilliard, the Auburn receivers coach, identified very early in the cycle after arriving at Auburn from his stint in the NFL. You know, I played in college as an All-American, played in the NFL, and then coached several years in the NFL. So he kind of knows what he's looking for, I think. The hard part from a guy coming from the NFL to college is when you get a guy at college or at the NFL, you're getting him as a finished product physically. When you're recruiting him out of high school, you have to kind of project the body out a little bit. So what we don't know how Ike is at that. He may be great. He may not be. We don't know yet. But he identified this guy very early in the cycle. Him, Brian Harsin, Eric Kiesau, the offensive coordinator. This isn't a late reach. This isn't a guy that they scrambled for because they had openings. This is a guy that they wanted all along, and now they've got him.
Jay Head, you a big fan of Sori?
100%. Consensus four-star player. Obviously, there's some split evaluation as far as how certain, you know, recruiting sites see him. But a guy that, as Keith said, Ike Hilliard identified very early. And not just Ike Hilliard or Coach Harsin or Coach Kiesau, but the recruiting staff within the actual complex is very excited. I mean, I've been told he's very excited about this commitment. And a guy that they made a recommendation to Ike Hilliard to watch. You know, saw his film very early, really liked what he saw. But as Keith said, he's a two-way player, plays safety and wide receiver in high school. I think he had over 700 yards receiving last year and close to double-digit touchdowns. A guy that also plays basketball and runs track. You see it right now in a kid like Caden Bridges, where they were a multi-sport athlete in high school, didn't really concentrate in one or the other. And now that they've gotten into the college strength and conditioning program and actually dedicated themselves to one sport, he's kind of taken off to a degree. And typically speaking, the ceiling on guys like that is a smidge higher because they're not in any way, shape, form, or fashion a finished product at this point. They're raw. They need some refinement. But what they can be by comparison to what they are right now is not even in the vicinity of being close. So a guy with plenty of upside, got the size that you want, got the physicality that you want, a guy that can make plays on the ball in phase. So, and that's what we don't have a lot of right now, right? We've got a lot of 6 foot wide receivers, but that 6 foot two plus guy that can go up and make plays on the outside. You've got two guys right now in Camden Brown and Zivion Capers that can do that. Maybe King can be that guy, but there's been some fluctuation there as far as him learning to play the position. And maybe he goes back to tight end. You don't really know what's going to happen with him just yet. So with us not having the quantity there that we probably want on the outside as far as those bigger body wide receivers, getting a guy like him early before the season starts is a huge part of this class. Really excited to have him in this commitment class and looking forward to seeing what he can be in his senior season.
Yeah, and you know, Keith said this earlier about how Auburn identified this kid back early in his recruitment. And I actually wrote on the corner last week when all this kind of buzz started surfacing about him is that, you know, I heard his name back in May or in June, and then it was not a peep. Like I think everybody thought he was going to Florida after decommitting from Georgia. But as I wrote in the behind the scenes today, after he committed, dude, he committed to Auburn on July the 5th. He committed the next day after Carmelo English. And I wonder if that's when all these other schools started filling up, didn't have a room for him, because he was going to Auburn. Kept it tight lip. Sorry, said he and Ike Hilliard and Brian Harsin were the only three people that knew, and has been committed to Auburn since July the 5th. I thought that was a big revelation. It kind of made sense. I mean, you're talking about Florida guys predicting him to Florida, you know, late July. I think he went to Florida for a visit, if I'm not mistaken. That's when he kind of let Florida know that he was leaning elsewhere to Auburn. But you had Florida guys making picks for Florida, and then changing those picks a week ago when all this Auburn buzz started. Started with Chaz Simmons predicting him to Auburn last week. So I thought that was interesting that he's been committed to Auburn since July the 5th. And I'm guessing Carmelo English commits. Auburn's pushing him for one spot left. He gets that spot, and 6 weeks later he announces he wanted to shock the world. Of course, it's tough to do that in this day and age in recruiting coverage. It's really tough to keep things quiet. I'm surprised they kept it quiet as long as they did.
Jeff, there's always a lot of he said, she said. So it'll be interesting after your story publishes about that, what will be said from another side, because you don't really know. Recruiting, you never really know what happened, to be honest with you.
No, but that's why I have to go with what they tell me.
Yeah, okay? You can only go by what people tell you. But, Jeff, let me tell you, I was looking up this earlier. Chipley, Florida, the small town of Chipley, population of 3,600 in 2020. Local.
Damn.
The local newspaper is the Chipley Bugle. Okay.
Sweet.
Here's some people, though, from that town. Artis Gilmore, Hall of Fame basketball player, born in Chipley. Hall of Fame basketball player. Led Jacksonville University. Little Jacksonville University. Once played UCLA in the NCAA championship game with John Wooden. Okay. That was Artis Gilmore, the center on that team, then played for the Spurs. Amp Lee, the great FSU running back who also played in the NFL. He's from Chipley. And I think somebody on our board thought that he was related to DeQuavius Sorey as well. And then for the golfers out there, Bert Yancey. Now, you two guys may not know who Bert Yancey is, but Bert Yancey's a guy that finished third in the Masters twice in the late 60s, gave it away one year, had the tournament pretty much won, and later had unfortunately had some mental challenges that caused him to cut his PGA Tour career short, but was a great, great golfer, very well-respected golfer. Bert Yancey. So a lot of good athletes have come from this tiny little town. That Florida panhandle, I'm telling you. And, you know, we have towns like that in Alabama, too. Mm-hmm. You know, Lafette, where the great boxer, Sonny. Who was the great boxer from?
Sonny. No,
the Brown Bomber.
Shit. I drive by the statue every day. I mean, not every day.
Boxer ever. Joe Lewis.
Joe Lewis.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
These little towns, man, they surprise you sometimes when you look up who the notable people are from them. But yeah, DeQuavius Story, man, I think it's a good solid pickup. Having grown up in Florida, I have seen one small towns produce stud after stud after stud. Now, they don't come out every year because it's not the size of Atlanta. But every decade or so, these towns in this area that he's from produce a guy like DeQuavius Story. So it's kind of fun for me to follow. But yeah, he's a good solid pickup, man. No doubt.
Is Chipley near Milton, Florida?
Well, it's an hour and a half away. It's so if you're driving from like Auburn down to Panama City, it's kind of not far off that route. And his cousin, Xavier Story, played at Graceville, which is even closer to that route, but lived in Campbellton, which is on that route. So there's sometimes you don't necessarily live in the town that you go to school in. It's a lot of farming communities.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of small towns within the other small towns. You know what I mean? I mean, some of these little towns go back. You go to the local cemetery and it's the whole family. Some of the guys we write about, their whole family name is there from the 1800s, you know, in these little cemeteries. And so it's kind of neat. It's a really pretty area. You know, I'm looking forward to going out and seeing him play. I told him the other day that I'm going to come check him out in the next few weeks, maybe the weekend before the Penn State game. We'll see.
Milton, the reason I asked for Milton is home to one of the greatest high school kickers I've ever covered in Zach Kutch.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
No.
OG's remembers that Kutch. Keith, that Kutch was a kicker Auburn signed back in like 2005. And this was back when me and Tim was. Dude, I pushed so hard for Zach Kutch to get a 3-star. And, he never kicked a football at Auburn. But, hey, he was – 3-star, my eye. DeQuavius Story will be in Auburn for an official visit Penn State game. He told me he is done with his recruitment. He will not take any other visits. He is locked in all the way with Auburn. Done deal. He will sign with Auburn in December. I thought that was big. You can put that one to bed, according to Story. So looking ahead on the wide receiver position, we talked about this earlier on the Shrivel Pod, but Auburn also continues to recruit Adam Hopkins from TCC in Georgia, 4-star wide receiver that everybody had pegged. I think the On3 RPM, at least back in the summer, had him pegged going to Texas A&M. And it looks like Auburn, Florida State. Keith, you talked about Hopkins earlier today. What do you know about Hopkins and Auburn's pursuit of him?
Yeah, you know, Texas A&M brought him in for an official earlier this year, an official visit, and the kid wanted to commit. Texas A&M was not ready to take it. And so he kind of pumped the brakes on things, started looking around more. And he said the other day that he's probably going to officially visit. Well, definitely going to officially visit Auburn. And it could be Penn State weekend. Mm-hmm. Had a big opening week, over 100 yards receiving, 5'11", 180 in that range. Kind of like a Carmelo English type, can go up and get the ball though. I will say that. And other teams to watch, he mentioned, he said there were a lot of schools after, but the only ones he really mentioned were Florida State and Arkansas. We haven't really dug in too deep yet to see how hard those two schools are going after. What we do know is Auburn seems to like them a good bit, and that's the most important thing. So we think Auburn's squarely in the hunt there, and we're going to learn more about his recruitment in the coming days and weeks.
Jayhead, what do you think about Auburn's recruiting class, man? We've talked about each position getting kind of a foundation, a base for this. We know Auburn had Carmelo English. Now you've got DeQuavius Story. And let's don't forget, man, wide receiver, you know, 3 months ago, 2 months ago, was a big need for Auburn in this class.
Yes.
For Ike Hilliard, who's never recruited a kid to a college until he got to Auburn in February, already before toe meets leather on this season, he's got 2 4-star guys committed that at one point or another – had big time offers.
And I love where we're getting those prospects from, because every one of those are places that Auburn needs to be able to recruit to be successful. They're all within our footprint. You're talking about, you know, 2 guys from the state of Alabama in Braden Joyner, and obviously our big wide receiver from Phoenix City, Carmelo English. Well, 3, excuse me. and Jeremiah Cobb, who might be the best commitment out of all of those. So you've hit three spots that you need to hit within your own state. Then you talk about, you know, the state of Florida and how we have not been able to capitalize on success in that state the way we would like to up until this point. Now you've gotten two prospects from the state of Florida, adding to Quavius Sory. You're into Louisiana and you've pulled a big prospect from there. So everywhere you turn, obviously Atlanta, there's not a better area for Auburn to have to be able to go into each and every year and pull a quality prospect from than the city of Atlanta, with the number of prospects that are there each and every year. It's just that metroplex area where you can go get one of everything. And the fact that we're laying a base foundation within that regional footprint, and all of these guys are quality players. I think only one of these right now is considered a consensus three-star.
Yeah.
One. Okay. So seven prospects are all considered consensus four.
I think Joyner, I went and looked. Joyner somehow fluctuated back down to a three. And J.C. Hart.
So two guys. And look.
Yeah, six of eight, four stars.
Six of eight are four stars. So the quality is there. While the quantity in the class probably isn't where the fan base necessarily wants it to be, the quality of the class is there. And can we continue to add to that? Can you add a guy from South, you know, an Adam Hopkins? Can you continue to close on some of these in-state prospects like Quay Rousseau? Can you add some more prospects from Florida and Louisiana? Places that we have traditionally had a lot of success, whether they be highly rated guys, whether they be lowly rated guys. And look, you know me, I very rarely look at what the stars say, because I obviously think that individual rankings are extremely hard to do. But can the aggregate of your class, can it be in that four-star area? Like, I don't care if they're 400 or they're five. You know what I mean? Because it's too hard to me positionally or individually to assign a ranking and it be accurate. But can the majority or the consolidation of your class be in that four-star range? We're doing that right now. I'd like to see if that trend can continue moving forward.
Big get from the Quavius Sory for Auburn. Auburn's going to go into the season with eight commitments, six of which are on three consensus four-star recruits. I think Sory moved Auburn into the top 30. And I can see Auburn making a move even more so in the next 2 weeks. We know Janoris Wilson's getting close, off big offensive tackle from Lakeland. He's coming in for an official visit for Penn State. So lots to keep an eye on as the season gets started. Auburn's going to have visitors coming in from Mercer for San Jose State, and then we're going to have a big weekend for Penn State. But big get for Auburn. Sory is a much-needed player with several big offers, former Georgia commitment. So great first half of the season. I mean, half of the year for Ike Hilliard. His first 6 months have produced two four-star wide receivers. Big ups to Ike Hilliard. Big how about you to Ike Hilliard. But we're going to cut it off there, man. We're going to go into tomorrow. You got the open practice tomorrow. You've got visitors coming in next week. Keith and I will be back with Inside the 20 on Mondays and Wednesdays. J-Head and Cole and myself will be back for the call-in show on Tuesday, and then the Shrivel Pod on Friday. I think we're going to kick off the modcast next Thursday as well, so keep an eye on that. Guys, if you're not a member of Auburn Live on 3, you should be. It's $1 for the entire year. It's not going to last much longer, I think 4 or 5 more days. So if you're not a member, go ahead and get on there. It's $1 for a year. You'll get your money's worth the first time you log in. We appreciate everybody listening. We appreciate everybody subscribing, posting on the corners. Been a great building a great community there at Auburn Live on 3. Have a great weekend. We will do our best to do the same. For Jay Head, for Keith, for Zach in the back, I'm Jeffrey Lee. Please stay out of the left lane. See you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.